all around us?
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
Woohoo! Kate, Rick Kelly Chalmers. Put the microphone on there. Welcome to the BFM studio, you're here to tell us about the concept of time within art. You're turning your art history PhD into a book, Beyond the Clock, The Aesthetics of Time in Contemporary Art.
Might be called something else, the book, but that was the thesis title.
Okay, all right. Well, what do you want to call it?
Help? Yes, okay. So it's a difficult subject because there aren't many words for time in English. And the one I've got at the moment is quite nerdy. It goes temporalities, colon, time, duration, and change in contemporary art. I know it might scare people.
Sounds like the future of titling to me, but as opposed to Beyond the Clock, The Aesthetics of Time and Contemporary Art.
Yeah, that was my thesis title, and I thought I just needed to change it up a bit for the book.
It's your book.
I know. I can call it whatever
what
I want.
What on earth are you talking about in this book?
Well, it brings together two sort of fields of study, so relatively new fields. One is contemporary art history, and the other is time studies. So time studies is this...
Time studies.
I know, it's this kind of transdisciplinary field that brings in a whole lot of different disciplines. So you're looking at sociology and political theory, people who study like workplaces and kind of time schedules and all of that sort of stuff. And then it brings in a bit of neuroscience. So
far more than just A to B, isn't it?
It so is. Yeah. But then it also brings in kind of environmental times and things like that. So it's working on all of these different levels. And my research looks at how various artworks kind of allow us to explore those different levels of time.
To put that in layman's terms, how does an artwork sort of exhibit that? You know, how do you learn that from art, from a piece of art?
The simple answer is
And do you just mean painting, or do you mean sculpture and stuff as well? Or?
Everything. So the thing with contemporary art is that it's sort of a term that refers to art practices from the late 1950s onwards. And this period of sort of artistic development involved all sorts of different kinds of media. So there's like performance and film and video. It's when installation art became kind of a big thing. So I look at all the different ways that time works in those different media. So for instance, if we're looking at land art, which was this particularly kind of innovative sort of movement in the 1960s and 70s, these artists developed works that were based in the land. They were kind of sculptural and installation, and they're sort of permanent. So they exist over periods of time that will last, you know, beyond humanity in some respects. And
like that thing at the bottom of Victoria Park. It might be quite good.
The Chris Booth sculpture?
Yeah, with the stones. You know,
I don't know if that's going to last forever. I mean, would you like it to last forever?
I don't really like it, but it's the look on your face when I mentioned it. Jesus. Jesus.
No, it could last forever, and you know, but I do know that those I do know that those top stones are actually polystyrene.
Of course they are, because they fall over otherwise. But
I thought I was telling you something, you know, insightful. And
so I mean, can you give us an example of a cooler piece then? from somewhere the average Aucklander may know?
Well, the big land art piece is one by Robert Smithson. It's called Spiral Jetty, and it's this spiral that is a jetty that you can walk on that is in Rosale Point, which is a part of the Great Salt Lakes in Utah. So it means that you can walk way out into this lake and spiral around in this jetty. And the interesting thing about it is that it was built in the 70s, and the lake levels sort of rise and fall all the time, so sometimes you can't like experience it, and sometimes you can.
Yeah,
so that's the kind of
those
are the temporal qualities of that work.
And there's a part of it you've sort of incorporating the time difference between Māori and Pākehā. Is that right?
Yeah, well...
What is that all about? Hey, what's that all about?
Wow. I do look a little bit at Lisa Day Hanna's recent work In Pursuit of Venus Infected, which is this work that was shown at the Auckland Art Gallery last year, so some people might have seen it, and it's currently on show at the Venice Biennale as part of her Emma Series exhibition. And what I was interested in was the sort of structure of this film. So I don't know if... Have you seen it?
Heard about it.
Yeah.
So Sarah, what's it like then? Tell us about it, quick.
Can you?
No, you put me on the
spot.
Yeah,
I just thought that as I said it. Sucked in. So good, though, is it?
A lot of her work, or at least the stuff I've seen, it's kind of traditional displays of land and Māori culture, but then there's always a twist which makes it quite digital and quite new.
So it's a hybrid of animation and film, and it's also a panoramic moving film. So it moves from left to right across the wall, a sort of scrolling structure. And then it has these little filmed vignettes in it. So there are scenes of both Māori people and Pacific Island people. So it looks at the encounters between Captain Cook and those explorers and Pacific Island residents. And the interesting thing is that it sort of scrolls along the gallery in this kind of chronological structure. So one of the events is, for instance, Captain Cook's death in Hawaii. So it has this historical look, but it's also cyclical. So it goes back and on and on and on.
And how does that reference back to your stuff?
So that's a really interesting way of looking at time. It's not the kind of time that we're used to in capitalist sort of Western society, where we're
foot after another sort
we're always trying to get places on time, and we're thinking about hour long chunks of time. You're not doing that. No, you're
a bit better at it, but
yeah.
Heard it here first.
Yeah, so that's it just offers a different kind of experience of time, rather than that kind of hard ass sort of capitalist organization of your
left
your
to right, finite,
yeah,
compartmentalized,
and then sort of cyclical again. It all happens again.
When do you think you'll have this completed?
The book?
Yep.
Oh, yikes. Maybe maybe in 2 weeks. Like, it's soon.
Yeah.
And then it goes through a peer review process, and then it comes back to me, and then I edit it again, and then hopefully it's like published.
We let us know when it's published, and then we can tell other people.
Yeah, I will.
Cool. Thank you very much for coming in. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.